Ease does not mean easy, but it does mean that you are the person who can possess the necessary skills, experience, and mindset to make it happen smoothly and efficiently. Patrice Washington, and this is the Redefining Wealth Podcast, where authenticity leads to alignment and abundance. Join us each week as we peel back the layers on what wealth truly means and dive into conversations that inspire, connect, and empower you to live your richest life. Get ready to challenge the status quo. It's time to redefine wealth for yourself. Welcome back to another episode of Redefining Wealth. I am so excited to jump into today's conversation because for the last few years, I would say, but really these last several months, I have just been attracting so many women, whether it be through the programs or just women who find me from speaking or being on other interviews, who are in the season of dreaming a new dream, which means that they are awakening to the idea that it is time to pivot. Now, what I'm sensing though from these conversations, and what I can tell you for sure, is a lot of us are not pivoting with ease. We are fighting the pivot. We are at war with where our purpose is going. And I believe that when we are being called to redefine what wealth, what success, what love looks like for us, it can be a struggle when we're uncertain of what is happening. Like, it can just feel like such a struggle. And I want to help us restore some ease to that. So I am going to dive into how to pivot with ease when you don't know where to start. But before I do, how about we get into the affirmation of the month? This week's affirmation is, I pivot with ease, grace, and dignity. I affirm my ability to pivot with ease, grace, and dignity because I can navigate life's challenges with poise and resilience. With each shift in direction, I remain rooted in my core values and inner strength, embracing the opportunities that change can bring. I release any resistance or fear, and I trust in my ability to adapt and thrive in any new circumstance. As I gracefully embrace change, I recognize the wisdom and growth that accompany each new experience. With unwavering confidence and grace, I will pivot towards the path of my highest potential, knowing that every change is an opportunity for expansion and my transformation. Declare with me today, I pivot with ease, grace, and dignity. All right, now listen, whether it is time to pivot in your career, in your relationships, in your environment, whatever it is, you need to understand that you are so not alone. We are in a new market, new terrain, a new dispensation of time since that pandemic. If you don't believe that the pandemic was a restart for humanity, I don't know where you were. I don't know how you missed it, but I truly believe that we have all gone through a reset, a refresh, a pivot. The thing is, we haven't gone through it in the same way. Some of us have been able to pivot in a cruise ship, and some of us are pivoting in a little paddle boat or a kayak, and we are struggling because we are trying to go against the current instead of with the current. Now, one of the ways that you know that you are in the season of a pivot is what I call the boulder effect. And many of you have heard me talk about this before. So, the last few times I've had to pivot, I mean, honestly, when I look back over my life and when I share this with you, I really want you to stop and consider your own life and every time you are being called to a major shift, whether it is one that you initiated or somehow was initiated for you. What I believe is that when a big shift is coming, life is always bringing us signs. God is always speaking to us, but many times we are not still enough to listen, or we are too busy rationalizing, romanticizing, and intellectualizing to trust the signs and trust ourselves. And I call it the Boulder effect because I believe that when it is time for us to shift and change, the first thing is that we get the whisper. The whisper is like the pebble. It is a subtle hint. It is just an uneasiness where you start to go, huh, I used to like this thing, but it doesn't sit right with me anymore. It doesn't feel right. Something feels off. Something that you've seen or experienced a million times, all of a sudden it's like, I don't like that. There's a whisper. There's something in your soul that's like, it's time. You don't like this. Be honest about it. Stop ignoring it. But what do most of us do? We're not honest about it. We do ignore it. And we do hope that it'll just go away because we don't want it to disrupt our normal experience. And so maybe it goes away for a little bit, still lingering in the background, but it's not big enough or loud enough for us to really have to pay attention. So then what happens? We don't pivot and there's an uncomfortable incident or a rock. Now the rock, louder than a pebble. A pebble can hit your car when you're driving down the road, right? Happens all the time. Happens all the time. No real consequence. You hear it, you're like, what's that? But most of the time, sometimes we don't even hear it, right? Everything else around us is too loud. The car stereo is too loud. The conversation that we're having is too loud. The road outside is too loud. We don't hear the pebble. But when a rock hits your car and you're moving along your path and your journey, you hear it. Sometimes it'll put a little ding in your windshield. Not enough to crack the whole windshield, but it'll put a little ding. It's something to notice. It's kind of making you go, oh, I'm going to have to get that fixed. You see the paint on your car chip. It's noticeable. It is uncomfortable and it's noticeable. And there's no way that you can deny seeing it, but you're still not ready to do anything about it. You still think you have time. You still think something will just change. It'll magically be fixed on its own if you just keep cruising along. So we wait and we wait and we cruise along. And then the blow up happens. The blow up is the boulder. The boulder is so large and so heavy that you are crushed under the weight of it. It is that slap in the face that says you can no longer ignore this. It is the diagnosis. It's the divorce. It's the death of someone you love. It's something so big that you can no longer ignore it. And for most of us, we do not pivot at the whisper. We do not pivot at the rock. We wait for the blow up before we begin to shift. If you are feeling the whispers, if you have already had an uncomfortable incident, if you have had the pebbles and the rocks, I really wanted to record this episode to support you in making a change before the boulder hits. It is possible for us to pivot with more ease if we start to plan and prepare because we are acknowledging already that there have been pebbles and there is a rock. If you are in that space when you're starting to notice the uneasiness and the tension, I want to give some context to what that actually feels like, but I want you to know that you're not the first, you're not the last, you're not alone. Whenever God is ready to do something different in our lives, I do believe that this is a part of what we experience. We just have been trained to dismiss the whispers. We've been trained to ignore the pebbles. We have learned to spiritualize and romanticize the rock. And we are in a new day. This is why last month, the theme here was all about set free. This month, our theme is around purpose evolving. The guide that I have for you in the Redefining Wealth app is about purpose evolving. And I want to support you through this redefining piece. You've been awakening to the fact that something's not right. Now it's time that we redefine. Because in redefining, you get to create or recreate something that feels more aligned for you. And this episode has been downloading for days in my prayer and my meditation time. This whole month, actually, I really want to encourage you that if you are, again, experiencing the pebbles and the rocks, maybe you are already at the boulder, this entire month of May 2024. Do not miss out on any of these episodes because I'm going through how to pivot. I'm going to get to that in a second and what you're looking for, but also making peace with your purpose. So many of us are at war with where God is taking us. I'm going to take you through an episode where I break down why I gave up $1 million in revenue last year because it was not aligned. I don't just say chase purpose, not money. I live it. We're going to go through why your purpose was never meant for everyone. Some of us are confusing people who can hear us because they're in our audience and people we were assigned to. And then I have a really great episode with Sherry Riley about God has more for you, which is going to be incredible. Sherry Riley is the life coach to Usher. She's one of my super friends. She's been one of my friends for well over a decade. Her book, Exponential Living, is everything. So you'll get a conversation with her. And then you're going to hear me live coach purpose chasers who applied in the Redefining Wealth app, who are in the middle of a pivot that they want to do with more ease and grace, and they want to make it a purposeful pivot. So if you are, again, at the pebble stage, rock stage, or boulder stage, and when you reach out to me in the Redefining Wealth app, or you DM me about this episode, or you comment, tell me where you are. Tell me if you're pebble, rock, or boulder, so that I can support you when you ask your questions, okay? So here are some thoughts that I had around what a pebble or rock can feel like so that you can have words and language to go with it. So one of the first ways that you know that you're in a season of pivoting and you have a pebble or rock situation going on, first of all, there's a lack of passion or interest in what you are doing. If you find yourself feeling consistently unfulfilled or disinterested in your current career, in the way that you have your business structured, it could be a sign that you are no longer aligned. Your purpose is evolving and you're trying to stay in the box that other people have put you in, or the one that you have allowed yourself to climb in, and the box is taped down over you now, right? So you're feeling bored. You're feeling uneasy. You're feeling uninspired. All of a sudden, things that used to come to you easily now feel difficult to do. This is a sign. This is the pebble. This is a rock. Something is off. Maybe you're feeling stagnant or unchallenged, right? So if you no longer care to learn or grow in your current role, you don't care what the new and best is. It just doesn't feel good to you before. You're not interested in seeking advanced development in that area, new certifications. You don't want to read another book or listen to another podcast on the matter. It just feels off. This is a sign that you need to lean into. Another one, mismatched values or goals. So if your personal values no longer connect to your career goals, your entrepreneurial goals, your business goals, something is just off, right? The culture of the organization you're in doesn't align with your values. The types of clients that you're working with or the types of people you're around, it just doesn't sit right in your spirit. This may be a sign that it's time for you to pivot. If you're consistently stressed and burnt out, if you're experiencing chronic stress, chronic feelings of overwhelm can be an indicator that whatever you're doing right now is not working for you. It is taking a toll on your mental, your spiritual, and your physical well-being. If you constantly are feeling drained, unhappy, anxious, it really may be time to consider a pivot. Can we just give a nod to gut feeling or intuition? This is the season, and I've been talking about this with all of my clients. This is the season when we prioritize our intuition over external information and validation. Your intuition, that is your heavenly GPS. That is the spirit within, especially for those of you who really do rock with the faith pillar. This is your spirit saying, I don't like it. It's time for a change. Can we do something different? When I did Soul Detox, I talked about the fact that sometimes you're not as physically exhausted as you think. Sometimes your soul is exhausted. Your soul has been trying to get your attention with all of these pebbles, and you just keep cruising along, ignoring your intuition in favor of external information. Before you get to the boulder, I want to help you course correct with more ease. Everything that I've listed thus far are pebbles and maybe rocks. And maybe it's not too bad yet. Why do we have to wait until it's too bad to do something different? I really want us as purpose chasers to be a community of people who learn to honor honor our intuition, honor the spirit within, so that we can redefine wealth and experience all of the wealth, the love, the joy that is available to us now in this space, at this time, in this lifetime. But we have to learn to acknowledge the pebbles and rocks before the boulder. So how do we pivot with ease? If you're sensing any of the things I've listed, this is how we pivot with more ease. This has been a part of my process. And I would say, I don't know how many pivots I've made. I went from being America's Money Maven with the whole brand Real Money Answers when I was on the Steve Harvey Show, nationally syndicated radio and television for 4 years, to completely walking away at the prime, at the height of me being invited everywhere, on everything, on every show, in every magazine, because my spirit was like, this is not the truth about wealth. What you've been called to do is help people redefine wealth, and you're trying to hold on to an identity that no longer fits who you are. And that's where redefining wealth was born. And I did have to go through, I ignored the pebble, I ignored the rock, and then it was boulder after boulder. And so while something beautiful has come out of it this time around, I didn't have to wait for boulders. Some people may consider my divorce to be a boulder, was not. I refused to wait for it to get that bad. We don't have to wait for things to get that bad, you guys. You deserve peace, love, joy, wealth, happiness, abundance, freedom, all the things your heart desires. You don't have to wait. I don't know why I feel so led to keep saying that. You know, I always say an audience of one is still an audience. And I'm very clear that tens of thousands of people listen to each one of these podcast episodes. I wish this was still on video because I want you to see my eyes closed. In my hand, on my heart, I don't know who you are. I don't know what you are experiencing, but I am here to tell you, you do not have to wait for a boulder. You do not have to wait for it to get so bad. You do not have to, oh, I need to wait until I have all the proof. Your spirit knows, your soul knows, your intuition is telling you it's time to pivot. It's time to free yourself. It's time to allow yourself to evolve. I don't care what the scenario is. This is not just about relationships or marriage or work. You know what it means to you because it means something to you. And I would love for you to DM me and let me know if you in particular felt something when you heard this, because this may go out to 20, 30,000 people. But if it saves one, I'm here for it. I'm here for it. Every other month, I attend a Super Friends brunch where we talk about everything from purpose to pursuing new dreams and even menopause. Yep, you heard me, menopause, because if you're over 40 and your girlfriends don't keep it real, I don't know what to tell you. But we have these important conversations because how can we redefine wealth if we're not keeping up with our hormonal health? Now, we discovered Happy Mammoth. It's the company that created Hormone Harmony, and it's dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for us. They make no compromise when it comes to quality. Hormone Harmony contains herbal extracts called adaptogens that help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally. And any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take Hormone Harmony. It's perfect for hot flashes, night sweats, menopause-related brain fog, sleeplessness, occasional bloating and gas. You get the picture. Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com by using the code RW at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code RW for 15% off.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Institute for Redefining Wealth offers a 12-month journey to help you redefine wealth using our unique yet proven framework for financial wellness. We'll be your accountability partner, providing clear success paths, resources, and motivation to keep you on track as you work toward your professional and financial goals. Join me along with purpose chasers from all around the world as we level up pillar by pillar to achieve the lives we say we desire. It all begins with a 30-day authentic alignment audit to identify areas of your life that just may be out of sync with your goals. You'll gain access to in-depth training modules, categorized podcast selections, monthly pillar themes, and challenges with cash and prize giveaways, as well as a resource library tailored to your chosen membership level. For more details, visit redefiningwealth.institute. That's redefiningwealth.institute. I can't wait to see you there.
Here's how I've learned to do these pivots with more ease. Number one, it is so important that you understand ease does not mean easy. We confuse ease with being easy, right? Something being easy, this means that the task itself is straightforward. It means it's uncomplicated. It requires minimal effort or skill to complete. It means that whatever you're doing is inherently not challenging, that it could be accomplished without much difficulty, regardless of your ability or experience. When you are looking to do something different, when you are looking to pivot and you don't even know fully to what yet, when you are still uncertain about what's on the other side of making such a radical shift in decision, you expect that to be easy? How? It can't be easy. It's brand new to you. These expectations that it's just going to be easy are the thing that's keeping you stuck. It's why you can't get free. Because you put your toe out there. You want to look around, put your toe in the water. It's not going to be easy. When you are navigating new terrain, when you are dreaming a new dream, when you are going all in on something that you haven't seen done before, why would you expect it to just be so straightforward with minimal effort? Ease does not mean easy. Doing something with ease, it means that the task may not inherently be easy, but the person performing it possesses the skills, experience, or mindset to accomplish it smoothly and efficiently. How does that happen? How do you navigate with more ease? This is why I keep trying to get y'all to set your lives up by the six pillars of wealth, because it allows you to have a framework and a system, an idea of how you can navigate your life with an awareness of where you are in those areas so that you could be well in each area. Many of us are not well in all of the areas that contribute to us being our best selves. We are not well in the fit pillar and have an expectation that we should have all this stuff we praying for. We don't even have the stamina to receive it and to keep it. We don't have the mindset to receive it and to keep it. We're praying for all of these things while still entertaining relationships that are dead and expired. We want all of this stuff while not caring for, respecting, taking care of the things we already have in our physical space. We have lofty goals. And we're still connected to some beliefs, religious beliefs in particular, that do not aid us in being able to live our highest life, our best life. Wrong indoctrination, by the way, that we're not willing to challenge because we don't want to rock the boat. Everything that came out your pastor's mouth don't mean it's right. Oh, you don't want to hear that today, though. So I'll move on. Listen, the pillars give you an opportunity to create a framework for how you will process life. It is where some of the skills and experience and the mindset are fortified so that you can pivot with ease. It does not matter how smart you are professionally. You cannot pivot with ease in your business or in your career when you're mentally misaligned, you're relationally misaligned, you're spiritually misaligned, your physical space misaligned, everything that you're saying you want, nothing else in your life is lining up with that. How could you pivot with ease? Ease does not mean easy, but it does mean that you are the person who can possess the necessary skills, experience, and mindset to make it happen smoothly and efficiently. But what is your process? It's something for you to consider. Don't expect it to be easy, but you can do this with ease. Number two, you need to be aware of embracing the signs. Again, God is always speaking. We can navigate with more ease when our process involves spending quality time with your creator. You are too committed to the ideas and thoughts of every man and woman you encounter, but not your actual manufacturer. No one can tell you more about what you should do next and what you are purposed to do and who you are called to serve like your creator. But God speaks through all of these different things around us. And sometimes you guys get really up in arms about the fact you think that people have gifts. And I'm talking to specifically church folk. You will acknowledge gifts in the church, but then not pay attention when other people like myself. So many things to me come in dreams. I see it in dreams first. I see it in visions first. Some of these podcast episodes, I can't even explain to you. It's not because I heard someone else or I read something. Sometimes I literally wake up and have a full podcast episode downloaded. I'm literally just taking notes. And I remember just sleeping restfully and peacefully. But embracing the signs mean, how do you discern certain conversations that you may come across when you look up and there's just these words? Do you stop and ever like just really sit still? So many of us are just always so on the go. We're always talking. We're always doing. We're always striving that we don't realize that life is always speaking. Many of you receive signs in odd ways. You get hunches. You get dreams. You get visions. You have complete strangers walk up to you and there's no way they should be able to say the things to you that they just said and you brush it off. I don't brush those things off. I make note of them. Making note of it doesn't mean that I have to do anything immediately, but I make note of it because I believe that God confirms things in the reverse. And I have become used to using those things to confirm when I should move, when I should pause. But this is because I've been building the faith pillar. I've been building my faith pillar for a really long time. So even when someone says something to me, I don't have to immediately listen to what you said. I still get to sit with that. I get to sit with my creator. I don't have to immediately believe what you said, because whenever God wants to get a message to me, it'll always be CC'd. It'll always be confirmed in some way. Happens all the time. And I also have learned to discern when someone is just projecting their stuff on me and it's not mine to hold. So I don't mind people letting it out, getting it out, but I am very clear about my signs and how God speaks to me, because that's how he's historically spoken to me my entire life. Didn't just start when I started a podcast. That relationship didn't just start. It's been fortified in the last several years, but it didn't just start. So what are the signs that you can embrace that'll help you navigate with ease? The things that will remind you that God is always with you. The things that will say to you, nothing that I've experienced is happening to me, is happening for me, and all things do come together for my good. What are the signs? So the first one, understanding. Ease does not mean easy. The second one, embrace the signs. Here's the third, expect resistance. It doesn't mean that you focused on doom and gloom when you expect resistance. It means, again, you have a process for how you process. So you have to accept that everyone will not be on board. And when they aren't on board, that should not rattle you. You have to accept that. There's a great episode from back in the day. I still stand by it to this day. It's called Greatness Requires You to Expect Resistance. If you have not listened to it before, or if you have and it's been some time, I want everybody to go back and listen to Greatness Requires You to Expect Resistance. When you listen to that episode and get those nuggets in your spirit, you will be able to pivot with more ease. Because God calling you into a new level doesn't mean you won't experience any disapproval. It doesn't mean that people won't misunderstand you. It doesn't mean that you won't get the who do you think you are now looks and comments. It doesn't mean that you won't hear, I remember when you used to do it this way and I liked it this way. Well, God could do a new thing. Expect resistance. Expect everyone not to be on board. This is your journey, though. This is your journey. Again, it's not easy. We didn't say it'd be easy, but you could do it with ease if you already have a process for how you navigate those conversations when they come up. Hey, podcast family, big news. I've just launched a game-changing app designed exclusively for you. It is officially the Redefining Wealth app with Patrice Washington. Now, all of my courses, coaching, live streams, and most importantly, my community are just a tap away, all under one roof. You can download the app now for seamless access to exclusive content and a vibrant community of purpose chasers from all over the world. This is the ultimate hub for all things Patrice Washington and all things Redefining Wealth. You can search for it in your app store or find the link at redefiningwealth.app. That's redefiningwealth.app. Do not miss out. Your journey to redefining wealth just got a whole lot easier. Download the app today and let's take this adventure of redefining wealth for ourselves to the next level together. And number four, always, always examine your motivations and intention. I can pivot with ease because I know myself. I know who I am and whose I am. So no matter what anybody else says, no matter what rumors they start, no matter what foolishness they say, I know my motivations and my intentions. I know my heart. I know why I do what I do. I know how I do what I do. I know that everything in me wants to operate and does do my best to operate with the utmost integrity. Why are you letting people tell you who you are? That's a part of what people do. They take whatever they know you value and then try to use it against you when you're trying to pivot. Every time, this is the third time I've been at a pivot where to hurt my feelings, someone says, well, the Lord said that you just chasing money. Really? That's what the Lord told you after the Lord had me not release two programs that every year have created $1 million in my business and I was obedient and the Lord told you? that I was chasing money. Cool. Here's the thing. I'm not here to debate. I'm not here to defend. I'm not here to protect or pretend. I know who I am. I know whose I am. And I understand that sometimes as a part of this whole thing, disapproval is coming. People have a box that they have put you in or that you allowed yourself to get in, but you allowed them to close you in there and duct tape it. Breaking out of that is going to require a new you. So make sure that you always stay pure to your motivations if you want to do this with ease, because you never want your motivation to be centered around proving them wrong. They don't deserve all of that attention. Never make your motivation around making others comfortable. They did not call you. Your creator called you. Never make your motivation about going back to anything old. God is calling you to do a new thing. Make sure that your motivations are in check and you can pivot with more ease. Because once you learn to expect resistance and you embrace the signs and you already prepare for the fact that it won't be easy, but it can happen with more ease because you are more clear in each one of these pillars about not just clear about what's working and what's not, but you have redefined them. That's what we do in Pillar Mastery. We redefine what we want to see. And then we actualize. When you are walking that out, you could pivot, baby, anytime you feel like, and can a soul do anything about it but respect it? You can start rumors about it, or you can respect it. One of the hardest parts of pivoting, one of the hardest parts of evolution, is staying calm through the turbulence. That's why I started this series. If you didn't hear my wisdom point this week, it was about the turbulence of purpose. It is not easy, but I guarantee you, when you get a process down and your way of being, this is why you need to be around people who hold this type of power. This is what I desire. We all have access to it, but not all of us tap into it. Many of us are leaking power left and right because we want the approval of others, whether that be a spouse, a parent, a child, a significant other, a client group, an audience. Ooh, but baby, does it come with more ease? When you know that you know that you know, it is a beautiful thing. This month, I will also, I don't know if I said this already, but I'll be recording real coaching calls from purpose chasers who are in the pivot. The application went out a week ago. I think about a week ago in the Redefining Wealth app. And we had such an overwhelming response. So maybe I'll do some next month for our June theme as well. We'll see if it becomes a thing for the podcast. I'm totally open, never attached, but super excited about that because I want to coach people who are going through different types of pivots and their purpose evolving and just work with them through getting their power back. And before I head out, because I actually need to jump on an interview, before I head out, we did add the Work With Me section to the app as well. So if you are interested, maybe not for coaching live on the podcast, but you want to work with me more personally, it's only available to purpose chasers. So you have to get the information inside of the app, but you can learn more about my private mentorship. So whether that's a one-off power hour, a VIP intensive, or full 90 days of what I call AAA coaching. That's my one-on-one coaching. It stands for Authenticity Aligned Acceleration, where I coach you personally as you dream a new dream. That is available there. But I am here to take a stand for all of you who want to dream a new dream, for all of you who are ready for your purpose to evolve. You want to pivot more purposefully. You want to pivot with more intention. The guide that I have for you this month also in the Redefining Wealth app is just around that. It's called Purpose Evolves, How to Pivot with Intention and Make Your Work Authentic. I want this for you. I want this for this community, because when you really get aligned with what you were created to do and what you're being called to do in this season, you are unstoppable. And you realize the power that you actually hold to create the life that you desire. Redefining Wealth is your birthright. And I feel so, so incredibly aligned with supporting you, not just in the idea of like, oh, get your finances together. This is your life. This is your soul. This is your spirit. Don't leave here being some version of yourself that other people have decided for you. Stand up and stand out and be exactly who you were called to be. You're not here to be a clone of a soul. You're not here to check off boxes that other people have created for you. You're not here to step into a box that anyone else has created for you. Dreaming a new dream means things need to look new, and you got to start being radically honest. And listen, I know that I know that I know I'm not for everyone. I know that I know that I know that who I am in this season is a turnoff to some folk. But there are some folk where, you know, I was assigned to you. You are here. On purpose, with purpose, for purpose. And together, we are going to evolve and go to new heights. And I want to support you in not just knowing that, but owning it. I'm here for those who want to own this new assignment in this new season. It's a new day. Somebody better watch out. It's a new day and I'm here for it. So next week, I'll be back because we're going to talk about make peace with your purpose. Make sure that you share this episode with a friend or two. I'm so, so excited to serve you. I'm so grateful for the people who are being called into my life, into my work in this season. I am so grateful to lock arms with you. This is going to be so beautiful. Share what you thought about this podcast episode. Rate, review, do all the things, and I will see you guys next time. Until then, I want you to go live your life's purpose, find fulfillment, and earn more without ever feeling like you have to chase money. I'll talk to you later.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.